and she assumed Bill was older than she was. She was surprised to learn that he was actually 18 months younger. She found him quite handsome, and she hoped to see him again. It seemed to be fate when she ran into him again when one of her girlfriend's dates had a party in his dorm. When Sue arrived, she discovered that Bill also lived in that dorm, and he was at the party. She was happy when he asked to walk her back to her home after the party, and delighted when he asked for her phone number. "It would have been at the end of October 1975 when we met," Sue said. "I remember because my friends and I went to Spokane the next day, Saturday, and when I got back to my room, there was a note from Bill on my door reminding me to set my clock back because daylight saving time was ending." He added his phone number and said there was a chilled bottle of wine waiting and asked me to call him when I got home. Bill Jensen launched into a whirlwind courtship, and Sue still thinks of that fall at Washington State University as being a very happy time. Bill struck her as very mature and extremely confident, someone she could depend on, and Sue respected his determination to finish college, even though he didn't have much money. Like Sue, he worked in the dorm dining room to help pay expenses. Bill managed to earn good grades, particularly in any course required for